because I've got on the line with me Mark Spencer, who is the head of PLEA. That's the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, sure. And Michael, how you doing?
I'm great. I know you're busy. Thanks for the time. Now, I got a call questioning me on this, and I want you to speak as law enforcement on this. What is probable cause to enforce this law?
Well, there are two concepts. We shouldn't confuse them. Reasonable suspicion is used to build up probable cause. To arrest a person, you need probable cause. Reasonable suspicion is conduct or activity that would cause a reasonable person to believe a crime is being committed. That's it.
Right.
It's quite an understandable and graspable concept.
Now, police officers already have a right to detain to verify the identity of somebody. So if you pull me over as an officer, Mark, and, you know, I don't have anything on me that says who I am, I've got nothing that tells you who I am, do you have the right to detain me until you can identify whether or not I'm wanted for something, if I'm really who I am, that I'm who I say I am? You have that right already, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. The driver of a vehicle in Arizona has to produce at least some form of identification. He cannot operate, she cannot operate a motor vehicle without a driver's license.
So I could be stopped as a Caucasian. You stop me, I forgot my wallet at home. That's one of the things I've heard from five or six of our phone callers. I forget my wallet at home, and I have nothing on me. So you pull me over for something else. I give you the registration out of the glove box, and I say, yeah, that's me. And you can't identify who I am. You can detain me for whatever you need to verify that I am who I say, the vehicle's not stolen, and just like you would do that with anybody else. But if you suspect I'm here illegally, now you have a tool in place that allows you to go the next step in identifying that as well, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you cannot automatically pull let's say now you pull me over and I'm Hispanic and I speak with a Spanish accent, or maybe I don't speak English very well. But I give you an Arizona driver's license, I've got registration, proof of insurance in my car, and I give you a valid Arizona driver's license. You can't then now say, well, you speak Spanish and you've got brown skin, I think you're here illegally, and go on from there, can you?
Here's the question, Michael. What is suspicious about a person who provides valid ID who's operating a vehicle?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And what I'm trying to do is quell some of the suspicions that people have. I understand people being angry, and if they've been told by people, we had a caller a moment ago, Michael, who said he's read this bill three or four times, and reasonable suspicion there is basically being brown, and that's not the case in this, is there?
No, and Mike, I don't know how much time we have here, but I certainly want to make it clear. We've had a policy in place now in Phoenix that's very similar to the concept that this bill addresses. For 2 years, we've operated under a similar policy that this bill addresses, and for 2 years, we haven't had a single issue brought up by this. But yet, for 2 years, we've took into custody and utilized the services of ICE and the assistance of ICE to deport over 800 illegal aliens.
So but what this is going to do statewide, because if Phoenix has got a policy very similar to this in place already, what this will do statewide is put in a standardized enforcement policy for law enforcement to deal with, so that all of the police agencies in the state now have a standardized system in which to enforce immigration laws, or to enforcement, maybe not the right word, but to investigate crimes, even if it's illegal immigration.
You know, you think this would be a happy day for law enforcement, but really it's almost just the opposite. It's frustrating when you have to pass a bill to tell a police chief to allow police officers to do police work and enforce the law. This bill mandates chiefs, police managers, to follow the rule of law and allow discretionary, that's the key term, discretionary contact with ICE to address the crime of illegal immigration. The officer's conduct in this contact is discretionary. It's not mandated. We are not mandated to engage in routine immigration enforcement. The mandate is, police chiefs, get out of the way and let these guys enforce the law and utilize the expertise of ICE.
You know, and the analogy I used earlier, Mark, was the DUIs. You know, an officer pulls somebody over. Now, we know most people the drinking and driving happens a lot of times Friday, Saturday night, midnight to 3 in the morning. So, but an officer can't just arbitrarily pull people over and say, I think you're drunk because it's late at night or whatever. But an officer pulls someone over for a legal reason. And when investigating, there's an open container of alcohol, or they smell alcohol, or the speech is slurred, they have to meet a threshold of probable cause to ask for field sobriety tests, correct?
Correct. And once again, what you, when the driver is weaving, there's bloodshot
right.
eyes, there's the odor of alcohol, all those are elements of reasonable suspicion. At a point, that reasonable suspicion will turn into probable cause and can, not must, but can result in an arrest.
And that was my point with this, is this is not mandating that they start investigating brown people, but what it's doing is saying if they meet thresholds, well, I don't care what color they are, there are thresholds of investigation and there's something going on, whatever the situation is, that if they don't meet those DUI thresholds, they can't ask for field sobriety tests. And if they don't meet the thresholds after the field sobriety test, they cannot make an arrest on suspicion of DUI and ask them to submit to a breathalyzer. But once those thresholds are met, they've got the tools in place and those thresholds are there to go into court and say, I took all the necessary steps and this is the conclusion I came to. And that's what this law does with immigration, correct?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you real quickly, there are six key elements in this statute. One is lawful contact. The officer needs to have lawful contact. When you look specifically at the track record of Phoenix police officers, even the state in general, past history is a good indicator of future performance. We're not under administration of DOJ because we know how to do police work here. Two, it's based upon reasonable suspicion, and skin color does not indicate criminality. Conduct does. Thirdly, it's utilized at the officer's discretion. There's a phrase in there, when practicable. For you and me, Mike, that means when practical.
Right.
When it's practical. If I'm out with someone who I believe is in the country illegally, all of a sudden a house fires out, it starts down the street, I can leave it and run and go to something that takes more time and more priorities. Fourthly, it clearly prohibits racial profiling. I'm not aware of any other statute in Title 13 criminal statute that goes out of its way to prohibit and warn law enforcement, do not engage in this conduct. Fifthly, it assumes that everyone an officer comes into contact with is a citizen. Boy, that sounds a lot like the concept you're innocent
until
proven guilty. This bill goes out of the way to reinforce that. And lastly, when a person's status is determined to be in the country illegally, if that contact obstructs or hinders an investigation, I have the discretion to disengage and let it go. There is nothing that mandates me to enforce immigration policy. It mandates the chief to get out of the way.
Mark, as always, it's great to talk with you, and thanks for the clarification because you hit it out of the park. That's exactly what we needed to hear from a law enforcement perspective and what the mandate is to you for enforcement. So thanks for your time. I know you're busy, and we'll talk with you soon.
Well, your police officers appreciate you, Mike. Take care.
All right, take care. That's Mark Spencer from PLEA. A lot more coming up. The show officially begins in just a few moments. It's Mike Broomhead's show. Don't go away.